I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Believers arrested again in Eritrea as the UN sounds the alarm over human rights violations. Greg Musselman is a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
The government of Eritrea denies that there's any religious persecution. We know it's not true.
Nearly 3,000 people flee Eritrea every month. According to a Voice of the Martyrs partner, 185 believers were gathered to pray about the exodus when police came and arrested them all.
In spite of all this persecution, the imprisonment, people are still coming to know Jesus, and the gospel is moving forward.
Find the full story at our website. Elsewhere, a community in the Democratic Republic of Congo is fighting hunger with, get this, tree seedlings. A program started by Food for the Hungry pays villagers in food for working at an agricultural station. Meanwhile, they learn valuable farming and reforestation techniques that can change the outcome of the village. This ministry provides an open door to share the gospel. Pray that many more communities will be touched by these life-changing programs. And what if there was an organization that identified credentialed leaders in countries and trained them for evangelism? Well, there is, and it's called the Haggai Institute. Haggai Institute provides unparalleled evangelism training to hand-picked leaders. Haggai Institute's Magna Vandervalt says there's a problem, a waiting list.
There are some that can wait 4 to 8 years. There are those where the process is just much easier. Right now, we have a pool of 9,000 who are ready. You know, we just need to be able to accommodate that.
Support the training through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you frustrated by mistakes you've made? With your best gift, M&N will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He reminds us that God's there, ready to use us despite our failures. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.